if you look at the diagram from this side, and when you see this aging parts, and then you going for the loving kindness, for example, and then you can see this Nipakota prudent part, that you actually see this whole problem is because I'm not, you know, restraining my eye, ear, nose, tongue, body, and mind. That's how the origin of these things. And then you want to restrain, so there is this Nipakota. Remember that diagram we discussed? This diagram, for example, you can see there is this prudent part over here. And so if those things come to play, and your mind become very bright at that time. And so you see these, you know, my wheels worn out and those parts here. And then the sickness, and then you see death. When you see death, the seven factors of enlightenment come to kick off your meditation. And then it works very, very strongly at that time, because you put your head over here and then you actually see death. Mm? So that's why it is starting, and then getting rid of these parts. So next week we'll be doing the parts on the lying, heart speech, frivolous talk, slander, and those parts.
And why did you stop that because of the death?
Hmm?
Why did you stop that because you can see the death?
Yeah, the problem here, when you actually are here, in the number 10, then you see this restlessness. Why I am restlessness? I am thinking, let me stay here because I am happy now. I got the seventh jhana concentration. I want to stay there, be happy, rather than becoming enlightened. But then you actually see, little bit to this side, you see that's death, and then you see this one, oh, there's this death. So that means, what's the point of this when I see death?
It could happen because it
also sometimes. Let's not go there yet. Mm-hmm. It is for the never return and the beyond that they contemplate on that part. And there is this part about the sorrow soaker, that there is this sulla. Due to the soka as well. When you have the sorrow, remember that you're talking about things that are spinning, coming back to here, and then the lust is one. Mm? So we had these four of them there. One is the raga salla, is the barb of lust, and then we have the dosa salla, that is the barb of hate, and then we have the Dipti Salla, the called Barb of Wheels. And then we have the Moha Salla, the Barb of Delusion. In addition, there are another three. One is about the doubt. One is about the conceit itself. The other one is about the sorrow. This one is also Soka Salla in Pali. It also spins. It is a very bad thing in the sense that you get into confusions, that Buddha said, I am telling what happened in the past, and Bamuna, that a mother passed away from a person, from a woman, and then she was running to the, you know, the junctions and everywhere, and the streets and everywhere, saying, have you seen my mother? Have you seen my mother? Because it's I have really observed this one, even this happened to someone that I know. When her mother passed away, she could not believe. When she got the phone call, she could not believe. She's thinking that that person is still living. It is that bad. So Buddha repeated exactly this long paragraph of this, saying that the father passed away, and then the, you know, the brother passed away. Every instance that this person, people got this thing, they couldn't believe that it is so, and that so it when you got into that stage, you see that the perception is a sickness, and whatever thing produced from the mental volition, that is the result, is the soaker, the sorrow, nature. Because the carpenter would construct some sort of a chair, but his wood pieces has got some defect. Whenever he look at the chair, well, that defect is shown to him by his mind all the time. He sees that one. So he's actually upset about it. So it's like that one. I couldn't find much dhamma about it. I may be finding that one later on. So that one is one as well. So you see these things, and then you actually see the death. When you see death, then you see, well, what's the point of this hole into this while I see death? So the seven factors of enlightenment meditation come and play its part. And the same thing to do with the carpenter. You know, carpenter saying, what's the point of constructing these things? So the next week we will discuss this, the virtue part. And then the week after we do the right effort and the mindfulness going to the concentration part. So that's the end of the stream.
So I have a question. The cause of ignorance is 500?
500, yeah.
Is it like vice versa?
No, if you know the Avijja Sutta is saying the ignorance is because of the 5 hindrances. And the 5 hindrances are because of the not restrained of faculties. So they not non-restrained, and then it goes on like that. One is about 10-15 dhamma parts are there, going back to the bad company. Okay, we'll stop for today then.